Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. It's our midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. It is Wednesday, the 20th of November, 2013. We're live streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We are here live each weekday, 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. You can also hear our program anytime, anywhere, through our podcast programs, again, my website, and TucsonSentinel.com, TucsonCitizen.com, all with the podcast. And now we have links on the home pages of Inside Tucson Business, the Green Valley News, and Blog for Arizona. I'll have links to our show. During this noon hour, we begin with a newsmaker interview with Lee Lambert, Mr. Lambert, Chancellor of Pima Community College. Then about 20 minutes past the hour, comet discoverer Dr. David Levy with an update on comet Ison. Then half past the hour, mystery writer Elizabeth Gunn will join us, and we'll close out the show with our contributor on education, Dr. Robert Hendricks. If you have a comment or question, 790-2040 on the Buckmaster Show live line. And we also invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show. Now only about five potential friends away from our immediate goal right now of 3,000 friends of the Buckmaster Show. Let's welcome now on the live line, Lee Lambert, the Chancellor of Pima Community College. Chancellor Lambert, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well, and congratulations. You have passed now the 100-day mark, or more than 6 months on the job. What is your assessment so far?
Well, Bill, first of all, this is a wonderful community here in Tucson and the greater Pima County area, and people love Pima Community College. So the assessment is grounded in that commitment from the community, both external and the folks at the college, that this is a wonderful place and they want to make sure it continues to thrive and succeed, and we're heading down that pathway.
Yeah, I think people do take pride in Pima Community College, and they want, as you say, to see it succeed. I wondered about your reaction. You were quoted in the Arizona Daily Star, I think it was Sunday or Saturday's paper, about the results of this survey of the employees. What do you make of that survey?
Well, let me put it in context. That survey was done at the very beginning start of my tenure here at Pima. And at that time, it was a different group of cabinet members compared to the folks that are there today. So you have to keep it in that broader context. With that said, I think one of the things that stands out for me is we've got to do a better job of communicating. We've got to do a better job of getting out, making sure people understand what we're doing. And then when we address problems, that people understand how we address those challenges that are in front of us.
And generally, though, how would you characterize the morale at this point, Lee Lambert?
I would say people are very hopeful for a new beginning and a new direction for Pima. So I think overall it's moving in a positive direction.
In April of 2013, the Higher Learning Commission placed Pima Community College on probation. Give us an update on where we are now in the effort to get Pima off probation.
Well, I'm very excited that we have made a lot of progress as we move through the Higher Learning Commission criterion and subcomponents tied to those criteria. So we have 14 working groups that consist of members of the community at large, faculty, staff, et cetera, working to look at 14 areas that we need to focus on. That assessment has been done. We've identified the gaps and areas that we feel that we must work on. But all of that is in hand. We're in a good place to be able to move forward and to move to the next level of work that needs to happen.
What's the timetable right now? What are you looking at?
So now it's a matter of starting to say these are the things we're going to do as far as specific activities, and then start to capture that and start to produce the self-study report. So the goal is to start to be able to move into that phase of creating the self-study report as we move into May. So now we're going to be working on actually the activities we're going to be doing So an example of that is maybe a rewriting of a certain policy or creating a new governance structure as examples of that.
How does the enrollment look right now, Chancellor Lambert?
So, as folks are well aware, our enrollments have been down. They were down again at about 9 to 10% coming into the fall semester. Going into the spring semester, right now, keep our fingers crossed and knock on wood, we're up from where we were last year this time, and we're up significantly from where we are last year this time. But I like I said, knock on wood, because until we get to when the numbers really matter, that will be the true tale of the tape.
And why do you think enrollment is down? Is this an anomaly for Pima, or is this something that has been noticed at community colleges across Arizona and the rest of the country?
Well, so, and I hate to generalize. Mm-hmm. One of the things I want to make sure is we fully understand why enrollment is down. And so you've got to keep that in mind. I think we're in a unique situation here at Pima Community College from most of our peer institutions across the country in terms of enrollment. Enrollment is down nationwide, but not significantly like it is at Pima Community College.
So, but any theories on why that might be?
Well, it's not uncommon when an institution gets placed on probation that it's going to impact your enrollments. Mm-hmm. Some of the decisions that the college made in terms of changes to its admissions would play a factor in that. A rebounding economy plays a factor in that. But these are just all factors. They're speculation. I need to better understand it from a data driven perspective, so we know fully why our enrollment is down, so that way we can put in place a better system to address that problem. But generally, those are the kinds of things people point to.
Well, I will tell you, and kudos to you, Chancellor, that I talk with a lot of people in this community, and there is a different feeling since you have taken over and some of the moves that you have made with your leadership team. There seems to be a different feeling that Pima Community College is on the right track and that this probation business will be behind us, hopefully, in a year or two. Do you sense that feeling as well, that people are feeling much more optimistic about the college?
Oh, absolutely. This morning, as an example of that, Bill, I met with the superintendents. And all of them were saying to me, thank you for coming. Thank you for opening up Pima Community College to stronger partnerships. So absolutely, that's the mood out there. And I tie these things to three key principles, and they're not limited to that. We're going to be better at aligning what we do with the community, businesses, the K-12, the universities, et cetera. We're going to do a better job of engaging our partners to be part of how we educate and train our students in this community. And at the end of the day, we will not be afraid to be measured against our performance and how we're doing. So when you take all that together, and that's the message that I want to send, and that we're here to work with the community, because together we rise, together we do not rise. And I only accept one option, that is rising.
Well, and at the end of the day, it's all about, as an educator, and you know this, it's about getting young people and anybody really going to Pima a good education. And I think there was a school record, nearly over 3,700 graduates in May of 2013. That's something to be very proud of.
Yes. So I thank you for bringing this up, because in the midst of all of the transition and the chaos and so forth, Pima has done a phenomenal job in educating students. In fact, we are one of the top degree-producing institutions in all of the United States of America when it comes to community college. In fact, we were ranked 21st in producing associate degrees in the country. So we shouldn't lose the broader context. That doesn't mean we don't have issues. It just means that despite it all, we're still accomplishing an important part as far as degree and certificate for this community.
Well, I see that the Attorney General, Tom Horn, has sent to Pima Community College a warning that it, too, could wind up in court because of the board's decision to allow students in the Deferred Action Program, the so-called Dreamers, to pay lower in-state tuition. Other community colleges, Mr. Horn says, could follow suit. I guess Maricopa County Community College was the first one on Mr. Horn's list. Is Pima ready now to defend this policy?
So let me talk about it from a different perspective. First of all, the United States of America needs to be globally competitive. And so when you think about the United States of America being globally competitive, and the state of Arizona is a very important part of our global competitiveness, we have to develop all of our talent within our communities. So we need to make access and affordability to our institutions of higher education the highest priority. So we cannot be focused on whether someone is here lawfully or unlawfully or whatever how you want to define it. We need to make sure we're educating every individual to be able to compete in this global economy. Everybody matters, and I'm committed to making sure that Pima's doors are open to anybody who wants an education. And for people who live in the state of Arizona, that we continue to provide them with in-state tuition and
Lee Lambert, I think we may have lost you there.
I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm sorry.
Okay, good. All right, but we're going to have to wrap it up. But we thank you very much, Chancellor Lambert, and I know that you're always anxious to hear from people in the community, correct?
Yes, correct.
Lee Lambert, thank you very much for spending some time with us. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Bye-bye.
12:16 now on the Buckmaster Show. Coming up next, our comet discoverer friend, Dr. David Levy. And boy, is there a lot to talk about when it comes to comets. Comet Isom. Is it going to be the spectacular comet that everybody is predicting? We'll hear what David Levy has to say right after this.
Did you know that Normandy is home to some of the most beautiful and historic beaches on the channel? On June 6, 1944, the invasion of Normandy, D-Day, was the turning point of World War II. This is Ryan Hansen, Vice President of Bon Voyage Travel. My grandfather was one of the brave men who landed at Normandy, and so it is with great pride and reverence that I'm inviting you to join me on a special journey as we follow in these heroic soldiers' footsteps on the shores of Normandy over the 70th anniversary of D-Day, June 6th, 2014. This will be a lively tour with two nights on the Normandy coast, Loire Valley, and Paris, plus one at St. Malo. Traveling days are jam-packed with interesting stops, historic sites, and great photo opportunities. This nine-day premium country roads tour will be filled with history, beauty, charm, great food and wines, and you will forge lifelong friendships and memories. To hear more about this historic tour, join us December 4th for an informative presentation. Call 797-1110 for a trip of a lifetime.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition. It is Wednesday, and we are on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Dr. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science, former science editor of Parade Magazine, now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Dr. Levy is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history, having discovered 23 comets, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9. That's the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994, producing the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. David Levy joining us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. And for an update on Comet Ison, who else but one of the most successful comet discoverers in history to give us the update. David, how are you?
I'm very well, Bill, and I'm always a pleasure to talk with you. And it looks like we've got a live one out there in the morning sky. I looked at it yesterday morning, and the comet was at magnitude 4.2. It's brightening up every day by almost a magnitude, so it should become clearly visible to the naked eye after it rounds the sun and on Thanksgiving Day, although it may be bright enough to be seen on Thanksgiving Day right next to the sun, although we don't really know about that yet.
But you have,
it looks like we've got a live one.
But you've been taking a look at it, and you say it's looking good.
It's looking great. It is a wonderful comet, and it is brightening up as we speak. So it's as it races towards the sun, it certainly is brightening very rapidly.
Where will we? What part of the sky and when will we be able to see it, David? And will we be able to see it without the aid of optical devices at any point?
In the first week of December, after it rounds the sun, I would expect that it'll have a tail coming out of the eastern horizon before dawn that we'll be able to see very easily, and I'm really looking forward to that. And so I would, in the week after Thanksgiving, I would get up in the morning just before dawn and go outside and look at the southeast, just where the sun is going to be coming up, and the comet tail should be coming right out of the southeastern horizon at that point.
All right. Well, that'll be something to look forward to. Meantime, we have a meteor shower coming up, right?
Yeah, we had one, the Leonids. We're just climbing down from that. And also another one, the November Hydrids, which produces one or two meteors an hour. It's not something that's officially known, but it's one of the showers that I really do enjoy watching. And it's a lot of fun and very special. The comets come from, the meteors in that shower, I believe, come from a comet called Van Gent-Peltier-Dimaca, which Leslie Peltier discovered on December the 17th and sometime in the mid-1940s. 22 years before I began searching for comets. So that would have been 1947, I believe.
Comet, getting back to Comet Ison, it's ISON in yes. In capital letters. Can you tell us what does that stand for, David?
The International Scientific Optical Network. And it should have been named after the discoverers, Nevsky and Novochnik, but it turns out that they did not recognize it immediately as a comet. It was recognized a few hours later by someone else who saw their discovery and imaged it and saw that it was cometary. And but since then, Nevsky himself has discovered a second comet, which is now called Comet Nevsky, and which one can see in the morning sky with a telescope, and I have seen that one. But it's also fairly bright, although not nearly as bright as Comet Ison is seeming to be getting.
Were you at this recent Arizona Science and Astronomy Expo?
Yes, I was. I was there last weekend. I was part of a panel of comet discoverers and comet enthusiasts, and we were there and having a wonderful time. It was really great to meet up with some people that I haven't seen in some time. And it was very exciting to sort of gauge the state of astronomical work since the last meeting I went to.
That
was a lot of fun.
Dr. David Levy with us. David Levy, the contributor on science to the Buckmaster Show. And we always look forward to your monthly quote. Are you ready with it?
Yes, I am. This time we go back to the Chronicles of England and... says here, a strange star, the 18th of November, was seen in the northward, very bright and clear in the constellation of Cassiopeia. A little bit later, the 11th of November at night, was seen a blazing star, which was nightly seen till 8 of the clock. And finally, a quote from Hamlet by William Shakespeare, read at the very opening of the play when he says, Bernardo says, last night of all, when yon same star that's westward from the pole has made his course to illumine that part of heaven where now it burns, Marcellus and myself, the bell then, beating one. And that's when Marcellus interrupts him and says, peace, break me off, look where the ghost comes again. And that's when they're talking about the supernova, I believe, when the ghost of Hamlet's father makes his appearance in play.
David, we have the wonderful December sky coming up. I always associate it with Christmas and the holiday season, and especially what's called, I believe, Orion's Belt. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And Orion is coming up now around 10 o'clock at night with the beautiful belt. Reminds me of the Robert Frost poem that talks about Orion throwing a leg over the fence as he comes up in the eastern sky. And you can actually take a good look at it and see the three stars in the belt. With a pair of binoculars, if you look just below the belt, you will see the Orion Nebula, which is a stellar nursery where bright new stars are being formed, very young by stellar standards. And you'll be able to see that any of these nights as Orion comes up by Christmas. Orion will be coming up at dusk and will stay in the sky all night long.
Well, I always like the Sagittarius, being a Sagittarius, the constellation of Sagittarius.
Yeah.
And that's of course, very visible in the sky in December, correct?
Actually, it's not. Sagittarius is setting right now at sunset. It's visible in the early evening, but sets very quickly after that, and by December it won't be visible at all. The fact that your sign is Sagittarius indicates that Sagittarius, the sun, is in or was in the constellation of Sagittarius at the time of your birth. And I think that's what they're trying to say.
All right. David Levy, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us. We'll look forward to hearing from you in that month of Sagittarius in December. Thank you, David.
Okay, thanks a million, Bill.
Thanks a lot. David Levy world-renowned comet discoverer. Very excited about Comet Ison, and David giving us some interesting information that looked like, I think he said the first week of December should be for the best viewing for Comet Ison, and it looks like it will be the real thing, and everybody's going to get a real good look at it. We'll be talking about the Mystery Writers of America. They have a big event coming up in Tucson this Saturday. We'll hear about it next on The Buckmaster Show. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama has paid tribute to former President John F. Kennedy's legacy, joining former President Clinton in laying a wreath at JFK's gravesite at Arlington National Cemetery. Federal regulators plan to require seatbelts on all new tour buses and on buses that carry passengers on scheduled routes between cities. Congressman Trey Radel says he wants to keep serving the country. He's also going to be serving a year's worth of probation, his sentence after pleading guilty today to a misdemeanor charge of cocaine possession. The Coast Guard's been searching the ocean near Fort Lauderdale, Florida, looking for two people who were on board a jet that plunged into the water last night. Stocks modestly higher on Wall Street. The key averages slightly higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Limited time offer.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, It is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Next up on the Buckmaster Show, a conversation with Elizabeth Gunn. Elizabeth is author of the Jake Hines mystery series, which is set in her home state of Minnesota, where she did grow up. The other series is the Sarah Burke Mysteries, set in Tucson, where Elizabeth Gunn now resides. Elizabeth, good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I know you are excited about the Mystery Writers of America. They're presenting the first Tucson event that this group has put together. It's this Saturday afternoon at 2 at Clues Unlimited, 3146 East Fort Lowell, featuring a conversation with Ann Hillerman. And if Hillerman rings a bell with folks, that is the Hillerman of Tony Hillerman fame. That's Tony's daughter, right?
Yeah, and there's the book.
Spider-Woman's Daughter.
Yes.
And that will be a conversation with Ann Hillerman, author of Spider-Woman's Daughter, discussing her new Leaphorn and She mystery and the legacy of Tony Hillerman, her father, and the creator of those really kind of legendary literary characters.
Yes,
right?
They are. And Susan Miller is going to interview her. Susan Miller of our Susan Miller of Tucson.
Yeah, Susan has written several books. I've interviewed her a couple on, I think, both of. How many books has she done?
Well, half a dozen.
I'm behind the times on that.
She writes a geological mystery series, and they're very different and very fun to read.
What about Ann Hillerman? That's going to be exciting.
Yes. Well, you see, she lucked into the right father, and and so she inherited all these wonderful characters that he created and the tribe and the situation and all of that. And so, but she has given it a new twist. Jim Chee got married at the end of Tony Hillerman's last book or somewhere in that book, and she has taken Bernadette, the wife, and who was already on the tribal police force, and brought her center stage. So this one has a bit more of a feminist twist. But otherwise, it's the same two beloved tribal policemen. Leaphorn is older, and in this one, he is semi-retired and acting as a consultant. And Chi and Bernadette, his wife, undertake the investigation, and he helps.
Well, this should be really a great send-off for a really whole new career, for her, because this is her first novel.
It's her first novel, but she has already gotten prizes and everything for her journalism, so she's an experienced writer. She just has never written a novel before.
Ann Hillerman, who lives in Santa Fe, will be coming down to Tucson for this event, and this is kind of a first for Tucson for the Mystery Writers, correct?
Well, yes, it's a pretty big event for us, a woman with national presence. And the book was only out for about 2 weeks when it made the New York Times bestseller list. So it's doing very, very well in the marketplace.
We have quite a few mystery writers in town.
Oh, yes, we do. We're a big group, yes. We have Sisters in Crime here, too, you know. a chapter of that, as well as Mystery Writers of America.
Let's talk about your own series, the Jake Hines Mysteries. I was just counting up all of your books. It's very impressive. The 15th book, and this one will be in the Sarah Burke Mystery Series, Red Man Down, is coming in 2014. How did all of this begin for you, Elizabeth?
It began really with the help of my nephew. I've gotten a great deal of help from nephews in this series because I have lots of them, and they're bright and capable. So whenever I need a new fact, I go find a nephew. But the nephew who helped me get started was John Sibley, and he at that time was deputy chief of police in Rochester, Minnesota, where all of my family still resides. And I was there visiting and started talking to him and told him I was trying to start a mystery. And he let me come down to the station and open all the cupboards and see all the tools. Showed me the wonderful thing with which they knock down doors, a few things like that. And then he let me take ride-alongs with his policeman. And as soon as I did that, I was totally hooked on the idea of a police procedural mystery. And I've never been sorry about that because I ride along with policemen whenever I go home. I had another ride-along this summer in Rochester. And I've been privileged to have many of them in Tucson. And cops have the very best stories of all.
How about the e-books? How has that played for you?
It's wonderful for me because I have what I have never had before, which is a complete shelf. Nothing goes out of print anymore. Mm-hmm. They're all there on e-books. It's a little bit tough for bookstores, but they're finding ingenious ways to fight back, for example, renting out e-books themselves and so on. And really the good ones who work hard at it are surviving very well.
Elizabeth Gunn is with us, a mystery writer of the Jake Hines Mysteries and the Sarah Burke Mysteries. The Sarah Burke Mysteries, how did that one come about? You talked a little bit about Jake Hines.
Well, I had this series going in Minnesota, and then I moved to Tucson. And I lived here a few years and fell totally in love with the place, but thought that it was too big and mysterious and sophisticated for me to start with, Rochester being much more manageable in size for me, and having all my family there, it was easier for me to comprehend. But I finally worked up my courage and went to the police station and asked for a ride-along. They've never denied me any information that I needed, and we have this wonderful crime lab here, mm-hmm. as well as all these very, very helpful policemen. So I always manage to get all the information that I need to put in a book. And Tucson's fascinating, of course, as we all know.
Well, I hope I'm not going to give away any secrets here, but Elizabeth Gunn, first of all, she looks fantastic. And this was really a career. The writing career began for Elizabeth Gunn at age 70.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing. You look fantastic.
Well, I had a lot of other things to do, you know. we were in the innkeeping trade, and we raised two children in Helena, Montana, and then we had to go traveling and get wanderlust out of our system, and I had all that behind me before I started writing books.
And now you're working – the new book will come out, as I mentioned, Red Man Down, the Sarah Burke Mystery in the Mystery Series. That will be coming out in calendar year 2014, and you're now going to be then working, I guess, alternating back to the Jake Hines series.
That is correct. Uh-huh. That's what I always do. I do one Tucson one, and then I do a Minnesota one.
So it's like one a year?
Yes. Hmm. That's what I meant. That's the pace I have managed to maintain for most of both series.
Let me ask you, the police procedural, what is it that resonates with you? Is it just the fact that it's exciting about a whodunit?
Yes. Yeah. It has the advantage of total veracity. It's going on around us all the time right now. And I try to keep my cases I don't borrow them from case files, of course, but I try to keep them anchored to the reality of what's happening in the society now and whatever people are most anxious or angry about. Anger is good. Anger helps a lot.
ElizabethGunn.com is probably the best way to check out what you're doing.
Yeah, Elizabeth at ElizabethGunn.com, yes.
And that is, the gun is spelled G-U-N-N for Elizabeth Gunn. And we can look for the new book, Red Man Down, in the Sarah Burke Mystery Series, coming up in 2014. Is that, what's the best place to then obtain your books? Amazon being one of them?
Well, they're on Amazon, but they're always at Clues Unlimited, where the Ann Hillerman event will be.
And we should summarize that by mentioning again that Ann Hillerman will be at Clues Unlimited, 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. That's 3146 East Fort Lowell. Is it called the Winter Haven Center?
Yes, that's correct. It's right next to that Winter Haven, enclave there.
Should be a lot of fun. Conversation with Ann Hillerman, author of Spider Woman's Daughter. Elizabeth Gunn, thank you very much for being with us.
Been a pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Have you had a chance to visit Biosphere 2's engaging Facebook page yet? Our likes have doubled the last 30 days, so check it out and you'll see why. Inspire and stimulate your mind with all the exciting things going on both inside and outside every day at Biosphere 2. Experience our new architecture, engineering, and history tours. The University of Arizona's Biosphere 2, a world of discovery and adventure. Like us on Facebook and visit today.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. Stop by the Rug Gallery showroom and see one-of-a-kind new and antique quality rugs during the 26th anniversary sale now underway. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right. You get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson to historic Silver City, known for its vibrant arts community. Downtown Silver City hosts a variety of galleries, gift shops, historic buildings, fine dining, quaint homes. There are plenty of great places to stay in Silver City, including Silver City KOA, Cottage of Whispering Canyon, and Lake Roberts Motel. We send a lot of people over to Silver City to check it out, and everybody seems to come back, and they have a really great time over there. And, well, why not? It's right at the base of the fantastic Gila National Wilderness, one of the first wilderness areas in the United States. We are on the Buckmaster Show. We are here each weekday, 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And we want to tell you that we will have tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show, Dr. Victoria Mazes will be with us. And Dr. Mazes is the executive director of the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine. Also, Tucson City Councilman Paul Cunningham will be with us on the show. And then our Superstars of Science series, sponsored by the University of Arizona College of Science, that will be coming up tomorrow. We'll be talking with the science director of Biosphere 2 about the fantastic LEO project that they have going on at the Biosphere 2. Then coming up Friday on the show, on the Buckmaster Show, we'll be talking on the 50th anniversary, November 22nd, of the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. We'll be talking to an author who put together a book called Why the JFK Assassination Still Matters, Why the Assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy Still Matters 50 Years Later. We'll be talking to that author on the 50th anniversary, November 22nd, of the assassination of JFK. That'll be coming up on the Buckmaster Show on our Friday edition on Friday Focus. We also want to remind you that we invite you to go to the Buckmaster Show website, where the show pledge, listener opinions matter, respect the audience, forum for ideas, quality guests, and inform listeners. That's all there and a lot more. All of our show is archived. Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show contributor on consumer affairs, Mr. Tom Collier. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. And, you know, I was over at the mall, at Tucson Mall, on Sunday. We were over there, and the place was just jam-packed with shoppers, and many of them coming up from Mexico. And I have subsequently learned, Tom Collier, that a new tax is going to be going into effect on the other side of the border that will raise the sales tax in Mexico, in Sonora, to 17%. Uh-huh. I think that bodes well for Arizona merchants.
It does, and I think those Arizona merchants who have a significant number of shoppers who come from Mexico, and you'll see Sonorans, you know, Sinaloa license plates in the parking lots up here in Tucson. If they understand that the most recent University of Arizona study that was done on Mexican consumers in Arizona, Nogales has walk-in traffic, Tucson has drive-in traffic, Phoenix has fly-in traffic, based on the economic, if you will, level of each of those individuals generally. for the type of shopping that they're going to do. You want to take a guess about what the annual estimated impact of Mexican shoppers is in Tucson, in the Tucson economy?
I actually know this number.
All right, let's see if you have the same one I do.
All right, $3 billion, is that what you hear?
No, actually $300 million in Tucson.
Where did I come up with $3 billion? Maybe that's...
Wishful thinking?
Your number is a lot more accurate than mine.
University of Arizona study that was done. Yeah. It's probably coming up on time for them to do another one. But so when you think about the Mexican shoppers who come up, and Christmas time is a good time, the holiday season, because they know that's when the shops on our side of the border are giving U.S. shoppers the best bargain. So they come up during the holiday shopping season. And you know the old saying, if the Christmas decorations go up in the store, can Halloween be far behind? But they also come up another time when they come up is Santa Semana in Mexico, which is like August in France. You know, everything shuts down. Shuts down for the Holy Week between Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday in Mexico. So they have nothing. Those who have nothing but money and time on their hands come to the U.S. to shop.
Tom Collier with us, Mr. Collier, the Buckmaster Show contributor on consumer affairs. I was mentioning our website, buckmastershow.com. The complete list, and we're very proud of this, over 24 contributors, a little bio and a little picture of each of these individuals. Tom, what do you think about this new trend to start the so-called Black Friday shopping spree on Thanksgiving itself?
Well, it's consumer driven. I mean, everybody, you know, they say, oh, what a shame. What about those poor employees who won't be able to have it? But, you know, if you are among those consumers in the United States who can hardly stand the thought of spending a whole day with your family, even though you can sometimes dilute it with football, you know, you're the ones who's going to go out and spend the day spending your money on Thanksgiving Day in those stores. So the stores are just responding to consumer demand. It's us who are causing that. It's not any, greedy, visceral decision on the part of those particular store management. So, I mean, if you think that's a shame, then look in the mirror, because that's where the cause for that lies.
Our producer, Rosemary Brandt, who I call Ace because she's the best, she says she loves Black Friday because she really finds such wonderful bargains. And, Tom, is there any truth to the fact that the bargains are there, or is it just mainly kind of these come-on bargains to get you in the store?
There is some of that, but at the same time, the real truth of the matter is follow the money. if it wasn't effective, then they wouldn't do it. And that's the same thing for the Nigerian scams, and you know the one that we got a call a couple of days ago from somebody with a heavy Indian accent who was saying, "You've got to go to your computer because Windows is about to crash." Well, that's interesting because none of our computers run Windows. So, at any rate, if it didn't pay off for them, they wouldn't do it.
Hey, Tom, it wouldn't be a Tom Collier interview without a scam of the day. Do you have one for us right off the top of your head?
Yes. If you are eligible for Obamacare, watch out for the sites that have .com, .us, the fake sites, and you're trying to get on. That may be part of the reason for the frustration, too. The site is healthcare.gov. It's getting better. They say it's working better, but one of the things that's happening is that there are scammers who are using the confusion, the dismay, the delay to scam people. So if you are eligible for the Affordable Health Care Act, make sure that you know that you're dealing with the people who are legitimate. If you can't get through on the website, there is an 800 number you can use. It's just be really, really cautious about giving that information, particularly if people get alarmist with you, or if you're told, and some people have been falsely told, that they need to make a payment right now. This thing doesn't begin until the first of the year. So if you're told you need to cough up money right now, it's a scam.
Yeah, well, so that's really fertile ground for scams. And, of course, scamming seems to take a new dimension, doesn't it, even around the holiday season this
week? Well, another area where we're seeing scams is in the Philippine typhoon relief, and then also in our own backyard, the relief for the people in southern Illinois who got hit with the tornadoes earlier this week.
All right, Tom Collier, the Buckmaster Show contributor on consumer affairs. Tom, we'll talk with you in early December, if not before. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Bill. You have a great holiday.
Same to you.
I don't talk to you before.
Same to you. Tom Collier, a real good guy, and he knows all about consumer issues. We want to thank Culligan Water, bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. And we want to thank Culligan for supplying a nice chilled bottle of their product, Culligan Water, to all of our in-studio guests here on the Buckmaster Show. Culligan, for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Coming up this afternoon from 3 to 5 in this very studio in KVOI AM 1030, The Voice Land. It is the John C. Scott Show, and then Wake Up Tucson comes your way tomorrow morning from 6 to 8 right here on KVOI, and we'll be back with you 12:04 tomorrow afternoon. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.